Hello, hello, everyone. We are back here for more Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and my next guest is Veronique Raskin, and she is the founder and CEO of the Organic Wine Company, and that's in San Francisco, California. Good afternoon, Veronique. How are you today?
I am very well, Bridget. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We are very happy and excited to have you with us.
Me too. I so appreciate the opportunity to share some very critical information at this time.
Oh, yes. I'm glad to hear that, Veronique. Okay, so Veronique, you are the founder and CEO of the Organic Wine Company. So can you tell our listeners a little about the Organic Wine Company, you know, and what that truly means to be organic for those out there who don't really know what that means?
Absolutely. Briefly put, organic wine starts with wines that are made with grapes that are grown without pesticides, herbicides, and chemical fertilizers. What most people don't know is that normal conventional grapes and wine are very, very heavily sprayed with all sorts of chemicals that are bad for you, bad for the earth, bad for the farmers, bad for everybody. And so at the end of that time, you end up with a whole interesting cocktail, or you may end up with an interesting cocktail of all sorts of chemical residues in conventional wines. In contrast with that, organic wines must be made, as I just said, with grapes that are certified by a third-party agency, made, grown without any of those chemicals. So that's step one.
Oh, yes. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people are getting into more nowadays.
Yeah.
Organic is very popular just because it's so much better for you. So, Veronique, I want to ask you, how did this all start for you? You know, what was the motivation behind opening up the Organic Wine Company?
Well, I have to say the motivation underneath my company is really a love affair. It's a love story between me, my grandfather, the earth, and my culture. As you can tell, I'm French.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a long line of physicians and people who own land. And wine has been part of my culture forever and my family. And I couldn't drink wine because it gave me a headache until 75 or 77 when I was visiting with my grandfather and they're on the family property in the south of France and found that I could drink the wines that he was making. And I was extremely intrigued because, you know, what was the difference? And he would say, but of course, the difference is that we make this this wine on the family property without, in a biologic, that is to say, without chemicals. And so at the end of the day, you have a very pure liquid that doesn't give you a headache. So he wasn't surprised, and he was a professor of medicine. And that was his motivation to leave behind a legacy, something that would protect generations to come. Because indeed, when you grow things organically, you're protecting not just the farmers, but the land and the waters and the air and the wildlife. So you're supporting life going forward. So. When he asked me if I would import these wines in California, where I was living in still am, in 1980, I did it because wine had become a pleasure again for me, and I wanted to share that pleasure with other people. I couldn't believe I was the only one who had headaches when she drank wine, and little did I know how true that was. And so I wanted to do that too. I wanted to support organic viticulture. And 40 years ago, that was sort of radical. And three, I wanted to stay connected with my roots. So, you know, like I say, it's a love affair. And wanting to share something good and expand something good and share it with my fellow human beings.
Yes, and that's definitely great, Veronique. You know, you're so right. There's so many people out there that, you know, have headaches or, you know, negative effects of wine, and I don't think they realize, you know, that could possibly be the reason. A lot of people just think, oh, you know, it's a hangover or something like that, but there is actually could be a legit reason, such as, you know, your case.
Totally, totally legitimate. And what is unfortunate, Bridget, is that they blame it on the sulfites. And, you know, they can go and then check out our site. There's a lot of information there. Based on my experience and having talked to literally thousands of people for the last 30 years plus, I believe that wine made with organic grapes are the solution to a lot of people who get headaches. And it has nothing to do with sulfites. It has to do with the fact that conventional wines may be made with a whole bunch of chemicals. I mean, a whole bunch. I mean, as the grapes are grown, and then as the wine is made in the cellar. And I don't think people mean harm, you know, the winemakers. But at the end of the day, we have so much chemical in the air and in our environment that just a little bit more, and then you can have a very unpleasant response. And most people really love organically grown wines. They just need to know that they exist. So thank you so much for the opportunity to inform the public that they should try. If they eat organic, then as so many people do these days, then it might be time to try to drink organic as well. It's and that means wines made with certified organic grapes. You really need to make sure you have the you look at the back label and say certified organic grapes. That is that's a key word. You don't want to have anything else but certified organic grape wines.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, thank you for coming on the show and for, you know, informing our listeners about that, Veronique, and just about, you know, what it means to truly be organic and the reason why a lot of people might be having these same symptoms such as yourself, such as headaches, and, you know, for sharing the process with us. You know, it's great to hear, you know, a lot of us don't know the process that, you know, it takes to make something organic. So thank you for shedding some light on that. But, you know, but for anyone out there who's interested, who wants to find out more about you and the Organic Wine Company, you know, how can they go about doing that, Veronique?
Very easily, you check us up online, theorganicwinecompany.com, or you call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We love to talk to people. This is a passion. This is a mission. This is something that's very important to everybody, really, to support. And if people eat organic, I think that they will be delighted to add organic wines to their repas and to their feast with their friends. And we love to share that news. So call us or write to us at info@theorganicwinecompany.com. We'll be happy to we'll be very happy to respond and to continue to share our information.
Yes, great. So there you guys have it. If you guys want to find out more about Veronique and the Organic Wine Company and, you know, all the wonderful things she has to offer, she's definitely doing a great thing just by spreading this message. It is something that everyone should be aware about. You know, being organic is just all around a better lifestyle. So definitely reach out to her, contact her. Again, she said you can give her a call. The number is 1-888-ECO-WINE. You can also send them an email at info@theorganicwinecompany.com and check out the website that has so much information on there and all of the contact information. It's www.theorganicwinecompany.com. Again, that's spelled www.theorganicwinecompany.com. So I want to remind everyone, I'm speaking with Veronique Raskin. She is the founder, CEO of Organic Wine Company in San Francisco, California. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Veronique, and spreading that important message. We truly appreciate it.
Well, Bridget, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about something that is so very close to my heart and so important for all of us to really look into and support, which is the organic agriculture and organic viticulture. So bless your heart.
Oh, same to you, Veronique. And I'm definitely going to check it out, and maybe I can get my hands on a bottle.
Well, you can order online from us. We have a very lovely variety of wines. They're all certified, made with organic grapes, of course. I don't import anything that I don't personally select, and whose credential I don't personally double check. They all come from small family-owned estates. So you're supporting wonderful people doing wonderful work if you contact us, okay?
Oh, yes, and I definitely will, and I hope everyone out there listening does that as well. Again, thank you so much, Veronique. It was wonderful having you here. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome. Okay, guys, we will be right back with our next guest. Her name is Darcy Chamberlain, and she is the owner at Chamberlain Law Group, and that's in Oak Brook, Illinois. So please stick around for that here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.com.